This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
State of the Union coming up Tuesday. The guest list is pretty interesting, and oh, there's so much to talk about, including that wall that has been the source of consternation for the Democrats and for many who are afraid that we're going to see another government shutdown and they won't get paid. As we kick off this week, just a day or two after the Super Bowl, depending on where you're listening to me, and the Patriots took yet another one, 6 for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, just absolutely amazing. People are talking more about the commercials, though, than the game itself. Somebody who probably enjoyed some of the fun pizza and foods, I'm sure, that were before him at a Super Bowl party, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, were you at a fun Super Bowl party?
Yes, I was, and I liked the game, and I was rooting for the Pats. I think I told you that on your show. The halftime show, I like Maroon 5, but and the commercials, blah, but I had some amazing pizza and then Cinnabuns with icing.
Pizza and Cinnabuns, that's like a carbo load.
Oh, yeah, it's really good for my heart, but I don't care. It was worth it for the Super Bowl.
I love it. Not good for your heart. Well, some people are worried that their heart's going to explode because they're worried about what's going to be said in the State of the Union address and then what's going to happen on the 15th. Are we going to see another government shutdown? The State of the Union's got to, he's got to talk to the president about the wall, right?
Right, and he's going to be inclusive, and he'll say he wants to bring everybody together, but he threw a couple of volleys yesterday, Kate, as you know, and on Sunday about the Democrats and people that want to come in to do harm in America, and basically why don't they step up to the plate. So he threw that out there, then he'll want to be inclusive. But I think so many people are going to tune into this because Nancy Pelosi, the new speaker, is going to be standing right in back of him. And wouldn't it not be a branding Trump moment if he said at the microphone, hey, what about this and this? And he turns around and he puts his hand out and says, come on, let's make a deal for the American people. She could take the gavel and hit him? I mean, what would she do?
I don't know.
I don't have an inside tip, but talk about fantasy football. That's my fantasy for the State of the Union. It would be amazing.
It could. It's much watched. It'll be much watched TV. You have to watch it, and then it'll be replayed a million times. All right, something big also happened that's in a different way that's interesting. It's because we always have this fight over green and new green, and you go back to Al Gore and what Al Gore ran on with when he was with Joe Lieberman. That seems like a lifetime ago.
Sure.
And now you have this new congresswoman from New York and Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts, and they're going to introduce this Green New Deal legislation. They say it's a big push to try to come up with this massive package of government programs to transform, they say, what's going to happen to the American economy. But are they going to be able to even get this through? That's the first thing.
Well, what's interesting, Kate, AOC, as she calls herself, Cortez, what's interesting is she's got all this hype, this media hype, which can implode someone. We all know that. Obama handled it, but they could implode her. And all of a sudden, they know she's so popular. She's got the best Twitter handle, after the president. And what did they do? They teamed her up with Markey. I served with him in the House. Senator Markey is seasoned. He's been around. He knows the system. And they teamed her up because I think they're trying to give her substance and seize her popularity for a reason. Here's what kind of got me, though. When I read between the lines and I saw the word that said non-binding resolution, I thought, why, if they're going to do a non-binding resolution, why would you do that? Why don't you just do a full-scale piece of legislation. And I think if they do non-binding, which means, you know, won't have the force of law, is to get the groups excited, the money groups excited, you know, get the money coffers rolling and the issue rolling. But I'm not sure they have the votes. Otherwise, why would you just not do a full-scale piece of legislation? So maybe they'll change that tactic. But I don't think, you know, right now they can, you know, obviously get it through. But you never know.
Yeah, you never know. And then for something completely different, the Majority Leader Mitch McConnell now is talking about what could be setting this procedural vote on Thursday afternoon on an amendment that would pretty much oppose Trump's plan to withdraw the bulk of troops from the fight overseas against terrorism, because this is a big thing. So that's huge. It would be an amendment to the Middle East policy bill.
Right, and I'm watching, look, he has 22 seats up for grabs. Republicans tend to be, you know, pro-troops in different areas of the world. But, you know, right now, for the first time, because Trump was pulling troops out of Syria, I'm starting to see some of the Democratic side say, oh, no, we need to, that's a bad move. So since when did the Democratic side start to become, you know, pro-build-up, pro-war, right? And it's because Trump's got his fingers in here. So that's on the Democratic side. Here on the Republican side, Kate, Mitch McConnell's trying to preserve the Senate and saying, ah, we got to stand up to the president. We still got to be tough on the military issue. So, you know, they're gonna take a vote to protect themselves. And then in the end, look, this is not a declared war or not. President Trump can move troops in and out. You know, he can take troops out no matter what the Senate says. So it's a vote to protect themselves, I think.
Yeah. All right. It certainly is going to be interesting. Like I said, there's a lot more we could talk about, too. But I think the anticipation is...
I'm going to get my Cinnabons tomorrow night and watch it.
Exactly. All right, Bob Ney, as always, thanks so much.
All righty.
And it is about the State of the Union address. As I said, the guest list includes, you know, all kinds of different people and the topics that he's expected to speak on, not just border security and immigration, but the economy, military, criminal justice reform. The president's speech, we all know, was delayed a week because of the shutdown, and now trying to avoid a second shutdown over the funding of this border wall is a big deal. It is really what Washington, D.C. is wrapped up in, of course, especially anybody with a vote in this that's, you know, on the Hill. And that's so much of the conversation. So who are some of the people that are going to be there that I think that's interesting? There's a young woman, Ashley Evans, who's going on a one-year anniversary of recovering from drug addiction and spent most of her life battling opioid and substance abuse. So that fits with something that he's going to talk about, you know, for sure. And then there is Matthew Charles, and he's the first prisoner to be released because of the First Step Act. He was released January 3rd. He was sentenced to 35 years in prison for drug-related offenses, and this gives judges more discretion in sentencing offenders for nonviolent crimes, particularly drug offenses, and it really pushes the rehab program, strengthens them for former prisoners. So there you go. That's a big deal, and that, I'm sure, is something that's going to be talked about. And then there's family members of Gerald and Sharon David who are going to be there to represent the couple from Reno that was murdered. The David's daughter, Deborah Bissell, granddaughter Heather Armstrong, and great-granddaughter Madison Armstrong will make up three generations of the family. It was a sad story. They were killed after police said a man suspected of being in the country illegally shot them during a robbery. Coming up next, Tahibu Tree Tea. We have been talking about being part of the club, the Tahibu Tea Club. What's it all about? We're going to talk to the founder next on The Flip Side.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com.
and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed, and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
He's in our virtual green room right now, Milan Vukovic, Tahibo Tea Club. We've been talking about it. You've heard it, I guess, the last couple of days at least on this show, and it's such an interesting, the backstory on this is so interesting, and the stories of what this has done for people is absolutely has blown me away and got me really, really interested in it. So Milan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's talk about what led you to the tea and this amazing story about your father, who we have in common. Your father survived. My mother died of colon cancer, and it was, oh, so horrible. And she was a very young 70. She looked like she was in her 50s. But your father survived. And what happened, and what was what really some people would say was like a miracle?
Well, it really was. My father had been healthy his whole life. And when he was 66 years old, he started feeling sick to the stomach, and he went to doctors, and they started taking pictures and scans and all of that, and they couldn't find anything. And this went on for 2-3 months, and finally my father said to the doctors, you know, doctors, I know you're trying your best, but you have to believe me, there's something wrong with me. And they kept looking and looking, and finally they found out that he had colon pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And he was losing weight, and the colon is like an ordinary garden hose. We have about 6 foot of it, and they can operate on the colon, take a foot out, and resection it, and if everything is contained within there, even though it's not an easy operation, pretty much you're oftentimes good to go. But the pancreas is a different story. In 1998, they didn't perform any operations on a pancreas whatsoever. Today, they perform very limited operations on the pancreas. And since the tumor, the cancer tumor on my dad's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, they called me up and they said, hey, listen, you need to put your father's affairs in order because he might have maybe 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. And I called friends and family and said, hey, listen, here's the situation with Dad. He's got colon pancreatic cancer, and he might have 2 months to live. So if you want to see him, you might want to come and see him now. So people started coming over, paying their respects, friends, family. And this one family of ours came over, and they brought the tea with them. And they said, this tea cured our brother from cancer. So I'm looking at these people like they're Martians or something, because my father was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, which is the largest medical center in the world. It's bigger than Boston. It has four hospitals right next door to each other and 50 medical buildings right beside those four hospitals. So it's like Central Park in New York with nothing but medical facilities. And the doctors, you know, were saying, plan a funeral. These people are telling me he might cure my dad. But anyhow, I'm polite to the people, of course, since they came to pay their respects and thank them for coming. And after they left, my father figured, well, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference if I'm drinking water or if I'm drinking tea? So my father starts drinking a tea, and 2 months later, they put him on a CAT scan machine, and the doctors thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they can't find the tumor that used to be the size of a half a brick 2 months prior, and he wasn't receiving any treatment during those 2 months. So they said to him, you know, there's something wrong with our CAT scan machine, but the hospital next door, they have a CAT scan machine as well, and why don't you walk over there? We'll phone them, and they'll take a picture so that you don't have to come back next week. So that's exactly what happened. My dad walked over. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father has been cancer-free now for over 20 years. He turned 86 years old about 4 months ago on October 10th, and not only is he 86 and cancer-free, he's in such good health that he continues to drive at the age of 86, and he really does still continue to cut my grass. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if it wasn't for the fact that he enjoys doing it, and I know it's good for him.
I love that story. So, I mean, this is shocking. First of all, thank goodness the friends came over, but what's your dad's, what was his reaction to that? That's amazing.
Well, we really didn't have any belief in the tea whatsoever when my father started drinking it, and neither did my father, but he was open-minded enough saying, well, you know, if there's nothing that can help me and the tea's not going to hurt me, what's the difference? Let me go ahead and start drinking the tea. So when 2 months later they couldn't find any cancer, and I was called and said, you know, your father's cancer-free, I had to take the day off at work, and I used to work as a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch, and I told my secretary, I said, you know, today I'm going to call all my father's doctors, and I don't want to speak to anybody that does not have DR in front of their name or MD behind their name. So I started calling, and the very first call that I made, I reached my father's oncologist. He picked the phone himself. I can't even get a hold of my own doctor if I call him, but nonetheless, the man picked up the phone himself, and I said to him, I said, you know, as gratifying as it is, can you imagine how incredulous it is? I mean, I'm planning a funeral for a man. Y'all haven't done anything, and now you're telling me the man doesn't have cancer. What gives? And so the doctor says, yeah, he says, I mean, we took two scans, he says, as you know. He says, one in the one hospital, one in the hospital next door. And there's no cancer cells there. But if you want, we'll give them chemo. I said, well, who the heck in their right mind would want chemo if that's, you know, if you don't have cancer? I mean, you know, so in any event, so my father never did end up having chemo or radiation. And you know, the tea has been certainly a blessing in my family's life. And then that's how I started the Tehebo Tea Club.
Yeah, that was my next question. So you start the club. Here you're a stockbroker. You start the club. And tell us about Tehebo Tea, what it comes from. We talk about it, and you hear it in the spot, but tell us what is the root of it and why it's so effective.
What Tahibo, the Tahibo tree is indigenous to the Amazon rainforest. And the native name for the tree in Brazil is Tahibo, which is what the Indios call it. And then when the Portuguese came to colonize Brazil 600 years ago, they called it Pau D'Arco, because this tree never gets fungus. It's the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So because of those properties, the wood from this tree also happens to be the very hardest wood in the world. It's like concrete, and you can take this wood and bend it and do whatever you want with it, and it won't break. And so when the Portuguese saw that, it was being used for making the bows and arrows. That's why they called the pau the arco. Arco is arch in Portuguese, and pau means strong, so strong bow, so to speak. And now, but maybe more importantly, what the tea does is it builds the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. And our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because what it does is regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better, to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease like an infection or diabetes or cancer.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And I've got the tea and I'm frantically drinking it because I've got to get on some planes. And you and I talked and you said, oh, that's how you avoid that cold, because that's, I don't want one of those awful, awful colds. Will you come back on and tell us more stories and more about this, about the tea, about Tahibo tea and the tea club?
I'd love to. Anytime, I'd be happy to expand a little bit more upon it. And hopefully next time we talk, we'll have a better result in a Super Bowl than we had from our L.A. Rams yesterday.
Which, by the way, we'll say this quickly. Bill Belichick's family is from the same village, same area where your family originally is from in Croatia, right?
Yeah, interestingly enough, even though we don't have football in Croatia, the top coach in the NFL is Croatian, Bill Belichick, and the top coach in college football, Nick Saban, is also Croatian. And Bill Belichick's family happens to hail from the same city, which is Karlovac, in Croatia. So we're really quite proud of him. And so yesterday for us Croatians that live in Los Angeles, it was a win-win situation. Either our Rams were going to win, or Bill Belichick was going to knock his place in history.
And he won. All right, so check out, thank you, Milan. Check out drinksupertea.com. Get you some. I am inhaling this stuff. I am not going to get sick, and I'm going to be healthier. Hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Border security and the State of the Union. President Trump in Washington, D.C., preparing for the State of the Union address Tuesday night. It's expected he will make his case for declaring a national emergency to secure funding to finish the border wall. The Super Bowl over, but lots of cleanup activity in downtown Atlanta. All the trash being picked up and all the posters, signs, and extra security cameras being taken down.
And we had 200 cameras. We're just collecting them today.
This man, an independent contractor from Las Vegas, hired to put up almost 200 extra cameras to keep everyone safe around the perimeter of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It could take a couple of days to get all the equipment down.
We had cameras all around the perimeter to watch and keep everybody safe. We're here for 3 weeks putting up cameras, and we should be done by Thursday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, paper,
bag. Let me wade over to the side. Ugh, all this mail. All right, so thank you once again. You can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. Boom, that's the way to get a hold of me. And many of you have found that. So nice. So let's jump to this one. This is one from Chandra, who says, oh, Kate, I live in Seattle. I listen to your show, and you would not believe the weather up here. The roads are icy, and the people, I think, don't even realize the way they're driving, which in some ways is shocking because it's not like we never get that kind of weather. And I just hope people start to pay attention to what's going on. We got tons of snow. It's incredibly cold here in Seattle, as I hear the people lament in the Midwest. Hey, hey, I want you to know you're not alone. We're getting that stuff on the West Coast, too. Yeah, the West Coast got, you know, California, it's been cold and rainy, and there's been mudslides in some areas. It's really, really rough. And, of course, yes, the Midwest is socked with different kinds of bone-chilling temps. It's like, I'm colder than you are. Are you as cold as I am? It's sort of like that comparison thing. I'm going to one-up you on what's happening, on how cold it is. All right, then we got this one from Gregory, who says, Kate, with all of the scuffle over the Super Bowl and everything else that's going on with the wall and the State of the Union address, and I know you're a content curator, did you see the story about Liam Neeson? And I wonder if this is going to hurt him at all based on where we are now these days in society, even though he apologized for his words. I don't know that you can take them back. And I'm wondering what you think about what happened with Liam and all the reporting of what he said about a friend who was raped. And I wonder if there is a way for him to overcome that, or is he going to be another casualty? And I don't know, should he be or not is really the question. All right, for people who don't know, and you probably have no idea what, you might not have any idea what he's talking about, what happened is the famous actor, as you know him from, gosh, tons of things, Taken, that whole franchise, and a bunch of other movies, he had a friend that was raped, and he talked about being just distraught over it. And he did an interview, and he said he once sought revenge for this loved one's attack by searching for a black person to kill. So who did he give this interview to? It was an interview with The Independent, and he said, there's something primal, God forbid, if you've ever had a member of your family hurt under criminal conditions. And no one ever heard the story before. He said, she handled the situation of the rape in the most extraordinary way, but my immediate, and this is what he was saying, he was being real, and he said he was, you know, insane with rage. He said, my immediate reaction was, I asked, did she know who it was? No. What color were they? She said, it was a black person. And he said, he went up and down areas with a nightstick hoping to be approached by someone, I'm ashamed to say. And I did it for a week, hoping some black beep would come out of a pub and I'd have a go, and they'd have a go at me, you know, so that I could kill them. And those statements now, you know, in this interview come out, and he's saying, he looks back at it and he says he has shame and regret. It's horrible when I think that I thought that. I've never admitted that, and I'm saying it to a journalist, God forbid. So he's, you know, that's what he said. He was just being honest. He was telling the story. He said that that shouldn't have happened, but poof, he puts it out there, and then it blows up all over the place. And he says, look, I grew up in Northern Ireland in the Troubles, meaning there was so many, and I took the show to Ireland. In fact, we may go back in April, but we took the show to Ireland and went to Belfast and saw what it was like between the Catholics and the Protestants still, and what it was to live behind gates and what it was like to live on the other side. And that's what he's saying. He said, you know, he referred to that problem where they wanted to split from the UK, form a united Ireland, all that stuff, and he said he understood the need for revenge, but it leads to more revenge, more killing, violence, all that stuff. But he never elaborated on when the rape happened or any of that kind of stuff. And the interviewer, of course, requested a follow-up interview with the Schindler List star, who is in the midst of a press tour for his new film, Cold Pursuit, to discuss it further. And, of course, he declined because this absolutely exploded all over the place. And Twitter users weren't very forgiving to him. They just blasted him all over the place. You know, people, the reaction was, you know, how ridiculous is this? And would he have that same energy if the attacker was white? And he doesn't realize what he was doing was racist. He just thinks it was revenge. He still thinks killing any black person would be for revenge. Those are the kind of comments that were flying around out there, even more extreme than that. I don't, and the answer is, does he get blacklisted in some way in the industry, in the movie industry? Does this pass over? You know, what happens? I can't answer that question. He's doing a mea culpa, but he's in the middle of this press junket, and you wonder, because I think this just gets bigger, if that stops, if that gets cut off, and then it's just one of those, he keeps apologizing, and is it accepted, or are there problems with him as he moves forward in this career that's exploded on him, you know, where he's lately in the last decade really had a very, very big career. Then I got this one from Martin, who says, Kate, I know that you've learned to fly a plane, I believe. You certainly have flown in small planes. Did you see the story about the plane that crashed into that house in California during the Super Bowl? How sad was that story? The pilot and the four people inside were killed, and there was debris that shot out all over the neighborhood and affected some of the neighbors as well. It's a very sad, sad story. It is a sad story. I am aware of it. I saw some of the aftermath today where you saw the explosions and some of the neighbors' houses with the windows out, and their a propeller was in the street, and people had video of this plane that exploded in the air, fell down in Yorba Linda, and it was a twin-engine Cessna that crashed. The firefighters got a call, and it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and, of course, they scrambled out there, and there was one fireman who got injured and was hospitalized as a result of that. There's video everywhere because people were out there, neighbors were out there with their cell phones taking images. And there was one that showed a propeller and a plane debris across a driveway, and a man also with a hose dousing something that was burning that was on the street. He had a garden hose, and very sad. Imagine that, family's there just nestled in this neighborhood, and poof, the plane goes down, happens to hit their house, and that's it. And they were there watching the Super Bowl. It's terrible. And I have learned to fly. I don't have my own plane, and I don't have a license. I've thought about that, and I've flown many times. But I know that, there's so many safety checks and so many things, but there's still things that can happen. And I don't know what happened at this point. They're still looking into that as to what caused that plane to go down. And, of course, it was just, sadly, that house that happened to get hit. Wouldn't it have been great if the plane had gone down in a field somewhere? But, boy, that just did not happen. All right, and here's this one from Hal. Kate, State of the Union, what do you think? Is Donald Trump going to one-up Nancy Pelosi? She'll be right over his shoulder. Well, one-up in what way is what I ask you. He's going to talk about the wall, I'm sure, the necessity for a wall. He'll talk about funding. He'll talk about immigration. That is got to be top on the list, among other key pieces of legislation moving forward, or broad strokes on where he wants to see the country go, or focusing on bipartisanship. That could be what the focus is, too, because people are thinking it won't be that way. So there would be a kind of, not a curveball necessarily, but that would be something that could be thrown out besides the $5.7 billion for the wall, even though that's got to be a piece of what's contained in it. And I'm very, very curious to see what comes up of the State of the Union, and we will certainly have all that for you. I will be broadcasting from Chicago and, of course, watching the State of the Union and looking for some of those key points that will come out of what the president has to say. And there is plenty to talk about, that's for sure. And the State of the Union is a big moment for any president, and he didn't get that last week, so now here is the week to do it, and we'll see what comes of it, especially with the 15th seemingly right around the corner. It is, and that's when we go back to square one, or we don't go back to square one, or something has to be decided. Do we actually have the government close? I don't know. Stay with us.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Always in my heart.
That's a little snippet of Maroon 5 as we're in the man cave. We might be getting snacks if this was 24 hours ago, a little more than that. And in the middle of watching a very boring, can I say it again? Boring Super Bowl. I like defense, I do, but it's not the outcome I expected, although I expected the Patriots to win. I've mentioned during the season I had a crush on the Rams. Something about the Rams. I lived in California. I had friends who played for the Rams, and gosh, I liked the team. I liked the whole idea of them coming back, all of that, but there was nothing there. There's nothing happening for the Rams. It really was all about the Patriots in the end. Six Super Bowls. Can you deny the greatness of Tom Brady? And the answer to that is no, you can't. You really can't do that because he is like Superman. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer. We know that, blah, blah, blah. And everybody already is starting the conversation. I was asked to be a guest on a radio station in Boston today. In fact, I was all over in lots of different stations. People asked me to talk about the Super Bowl and the commercials and all of that. And it was a defensive sort of chess match that was completely one-sided for the most part. And especially if you think no scores, not a touchdown until the fourth quarter. But this is why at 66, Bill Belichick is still coaching, because what he's been able to do with the Patriots, even when they have to retool, re-rack, find other players, they seem to get it done. So here's what Tom Brady said afterwards, and then Bill Belichick as well. Belichick on that final drive, that touchdown drive anyway.
I've learned from so many people over the years, and certainly my teammates, but a lot of other great athletes, and I'm just proud that we won.
Tom did a great job getting the ball to the open guy. That was a great throw he made to Gronkowski to get it down to the two-yard line. But, you know, Josh McDaniels did, as usual, did an outstanding job of play calling and eventually finding things that worked, and those are big drives for him.
Yep, so there you go. Of course, Josh McDaniel found a way to get it done. He's the one who always hooks up with Brady, talks to him on the sidelines, that kind of stuff. And the Super Bowl was the Patriots. But the Super Bowl, as far as the show itself, is the lowest rated Super Bowl in a decade. So that 13-3 win of the Patriots over the Rams, it averaged about 98.2 million viewers on CBS. That's the lowest since 2007. People were bored. You know where viewership was really low? In New Orleans. Who dat? How are my buddies in New Orleans listening to us right now? Only 26.1% of that market tuned into the game. They were boycotting after what happened. They got gypped, and they certainly felt like they got gypped by the non-call. So they reveled in the fact that they were not paying attention to the Super Bowl. In top markets, it was down. The Patriots led 3-0 at halftime. The Rams didn't score until 2 minutes 11 seconds remained in the third quarter. 16 combined points, lowest total in Super Bowl history. Super Bowl history. The audience on CBS, 100.7 million. That's what CBS is saying. That's what they overall was, how many people watched. But I think there were a lot of people who also were not watching. It wasn't edge of your seat stuff like it was the year before with Philadelphia and the Patriots. It was a much different kind of game. But we put that to bed, and it's going to be all about the draft next time around when we really talk about football again. Sorry nobody won our Nail the Score deal. That would have been great, but who would have thought it was that score? So Nail the Score is done until we get to March Madness. Then we'll probably do some fun March Madness thing, and I am definitely sure somebody's going to win in 2019, because we're going to have football again. But before you know it, it'll be back here. Dodger Stadium. Here's a story that if I was sitting in a man cave and we were just hacking away at what was on our mind, as somebody who has gone to hundreds of baseball games, covered several teams, been hit by a foul ball. I was hit by a foul ball in training camp. My fault. My back was to the player. I was talking to a player on the field. Duh. It was a spring training game. And I had a huge welt on my leg from it. That's all. And some of the players made fun of me because of that. They gave me the ball as a present, wrapped it up. It was the Texas Rangers who did that. So this foul ball, not a laughing matter, a sad, sad story. There was a foul ball at a game at Dodger Stadium last August that ended up killing a California woman. And I had no idea. I mean, they talk about the netting all the way around and why don't we have that. And this was Linda Goldblum. She was hit in the head by a ball off of the bat of a San Diego Padre outfielder, Framil Reyes, in a game back at the tail end of August. So she died from an acute hemorrhage due to the blunt force trauma. She was a long, long time Dodger fan. She was a mother of three, grandmother of seven. She was sitting in the loge level, and she was along the first base side of home plate when he fouled off a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it clocked her. And it's interesting because last season, all 30 Major League Baseball teams extended the protective netting around areas close to the playing field from behind home plate to both dugouts, but the ball he hit went just over the area protected by the netting and hit her. Ushers immediately came down, asked if she was all right. She said no. Then EMT came. They rushed her to the hospital. She got sick in the ambulance. I mean, what a sad story. And in baseball history, only two other fans have died because they were hit by balls that left the field. And one of them happened in, I mean, this is, one of them goes all the way back to the 40s. And the other one happened at Dodger Stadium as well. And this was in 1970. But, oh, man, you hate to hear those stories. You know, you just don't think about it when you cover the game. And even as a kid, I didn't necessarily think about it. But I can remember going to hockey games because my uncle played professional hockey for the Philadelphia Flyers. And we would get tickets and we would go every once in a while. And I can remember the big announcements about, please keep pay attention to the game because the pucks can come out, can fly off the ice. And every once in a while, someone would rifle off a puck that would fly over the glass. And everybody would just, you know, gasp because that hard rubber and how hard it was hit that, oh, my gosh, did somebody get smashed, you know, clocked in the head. And it's just a freak, very sad, strange thing that happened to her. It just happened to catch her, and unfortunately, because players, oh, it tears them up when that happens. When something they've done, a foul ball, whatever it is, sometimes this happens in the world of golf as well. An errant golf ball, you know, everybody screams four, but it goes so fast and clunks somebody, and everybody takes your breath away because it's dangerous, and it's an object flying at you at incredible rates of speed. So no surprise that people could certainly get hurt from that. But what do you do? How close can you get to the game? How safe is it? And here they had the netting, and the teams had the netting, and it just happened to be that weird area where it went around the nets, or otherwise she would have been protected, you know, from that. All right, I like sports because of the competition and the incredible feats that some people perform night in and night out, or just notable highlights. And so a notable highlight came from James Harden, 44 points, his 20th 40-point game of the season. The Rockets beat Phoenix on Monday, 118-110. We talk about that because Harden joins the great Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, and Rick Barry as the only players with 20 games of at least 40 points in the first 50 of a season. Cool! Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.